At the cattle industry convention, I am visiting here with a panel that is about to start that is being put on by the National Agri Marketing Association. We're going to get some producer perspective. Our moderator is Gary Cooper, Southeast AgNet. Gary, first of all, what's the purpose and topic of your panel discussion today?
Well, it's the first time National Agri Marketing Association, or NAMA as we call it, has hosted a panel discussion of this type at the NCBA, and we're going to attempt to explore with these three producers today what they think about the introduction of new technologies, both in their media world and ag media world, as well as in products and inputs to the farm and ranch, and just discuss what's going on around us. We've all got a lot of opinions and a lot of ideas about what social media is doing, the so-called social media entering the media mix, and we've got a lot of studies out there that are scientifically based and research and all that, but it's a chance for folks to just come in and see and hear how farmers think, and we hope to keep that in perspective and learn something from these folks.
Well, I'm going to ask each one of them just to give me a little tidbit, just kind of an off the top of the head here. I'll start with here with Lori Likely.
Likely.
I'm sorry, I'll get that right. With what Gary's just said, just maybe a comment from you on how a new technology, these things like these smartphones we carry around, all that, does that play a role in how you communicate today?
Yes, it does. You know, as a fourth-generation rancher who hopes to be in business in another 25 or even 100 years, I really hope that we are up on the newest technology and that we can provide input on what works best for us.
All right. Well, let me turn over here to Jason McMahon. McCann. I'm really messing these names up. Let me turn over here to Jason McCann. Jason, your thoughts on this?
Well, with the changes that are coming with the generation that's leaving ag, with the generation that's coming in, the tidbit what I would add is that we always have to be learning. We always have to be adapting. We always have to be changing. We have a wonderful tradition in our business as far as how Pop did it and how Grandpa did it, but with the challenges coming and the opportunities that come with those challenges, we all have to be learning and we have to be changing and adapting every day.
All right. And then we have our other panelist that's with us, Kevin Kester. Kevin, I'm sure you've probably got Twitter, Facebook, all that mastered completely now, right? What are your thoughts on this stuff?
I've been on Facebook quite a while, up to about 800 friends. Twitter, I'm just getting started on, so I can't say I'm an expert at that. But it's important for the new technology to be integrated in part of our business because we're working in global markets now, and the technology and information flows is hugely important.
So that probably would be a good message to send to agribusinesses who need to have products and services that may be of interest to you. This might be a channel they look at to communicate today.
Absolutely. The new media platforms are going to be hugely important for communication.
All right. Well, thank you very much to all of the panelists here at this NAMA-sponsored Producer Perspective Seminar taking place at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.